And I've given on the base whether the concept of rov can apply to dini mamias or not. Gemara says that even those who claim that you don't need a bezdin nota by dini mamias, meaning that you don't need a bezdin, that you don't need a bezdin with an odd number of dayanim. So let's say you start off the din Torah with six dayanim, right? Do you need unanimous consent among the dayanim to paskin? The answer is no. We learn a kavachomer from dinin nefashos to dinin mamonis that if by dinin nefashos rov is sufficient, majority rule is sufficient, by dinin mamonis kol shkei majority should be enough. You don't need unanimous consent among dayanim. So it sounds like rov does apply by dinin mamonis. There comes Tosfos here in Dibur Maschil Dinei, and he asks, but there's actually a machlokas Rav and Shmuel in Bava Basra and Avtzavi Beis, whether we follow rov by dinei mamonis. If someone sells a behema to another person, it turns out the behema is a nagchan, he has to be put to death, so the individual is not going to be able to use that behema. He claims he bought it l'radya, he bought the behema in order to work his field. But the mocher claims, no, I sold it to you l'shchita. So who wins? The Rav says, it's a mekach tos. Lokach can say, it's a mekach tos. The whole thing was a mistake. And Shmuel says, no, we don't follow rov. Even if Ruba L'Raja Zavni, even if most people sell the behema, buy a behema for Raja, for plowing, he can't claim that we follow a rov. Shmuel says we don't follow a rov by Mamon. So if the Mocher claims that he sold it L'Shchita, then that's a valid sale. We can't overturn the sale just because of the Taina, that we should follow rov. Since Ruba L'Raja Zavni, we should assume that the Mechira took place to get a behemoth to plow the field. So Frek Tais is Dachas Stira. In our Gemara, it sounds like we follow rov when it comes to Dayanim, when it comes to a Bezdin. And yet, we paskin like Shmuel, Hilchosa Keshmuel Bedini, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, we always paskin in Dinei Mamonis like Shmuel. So it's a Stira. On the one hand, the Gemara Bava says we don't follow rov by Mamon. Over here, it sounds like we do follow rov when it comes to Dinei Mamonis, when it comes to Bezdin. So Tosfos answers what? What? That it's a function of the strength of the rov. There are some roves that are very strong, and those kinds of roves we're going to follow both by dinei mamonis and dinei nefashos. And there are some roves that are weaker, and in the case of a weaker rove, we're not going to follow rove, neither by dinei mamonis nor by dinei nefashos. Dinei mamonis and dinei nefashos, going to us, are the same. But the question is, what's the nature of the rove? Don't tell me, says Tosfos, the chilu between ruba the lesser kamon and ruba the isa kamon, different forms of rove. No. No, we shouldn't follow rov by either one, by dinei nefashos. There's no distinction, right? By both ruba the isa kamon and ruba the lesser kamon, in dinei mamonis we shouldn't follow rov, in dinei nefashos we should follow rov. The question is, there's a stira in our sugya, stira from our sugya to Bava Basra. It says Tosfos, it's not a function of the type of rov that you're talking about, it's a function of how strong the rov is. Whether ruba the lesser kamon or ruba the isa kamon, that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter whether it's a rove in human nature, right, or it's a rove in dayanim, or it's a rove in chanuyos, it doesn't matter. Right? The roves are going to be the same. The question is, how strong is the rove? So he says, the rove of ruba de inshi, tobi, bur de archa, or rove nashim letes yaldan, the roves in Sanhedrin, where we follow rove in dinin afashos, those are very strong. Those are very strong. But the rov of Ruba L'Radya Zavni, says Tosfos, that's a very weak rov. That's the case, that's the only case that Shmuel, that type of case is the only situation where Shmuel is going to say we don't follow rov. And we wouldn't follow rov not only in Dinei Mamonis, but in Dinei Nefashos as well. Such a rov wouldn't work anywhere, not in Dinei Mamonis nor in Dinei Nefashos, because it's too weak. Of course, we have to explain, why does that matter? Rov is a rov. Why does it matter that it's weak? We'll get to that in Mitzvah Shem, but that's Tosfos' answer. That the rov in Bava Basra is a weaker type of rov, so because it's a weaker type of rov, that's why we're not gonna follow it. So before we actually explain why a weaker type of rov doesn't work in Dinei Mamonis, first we have to understand why is it weak. First we have to explain why Ruba L'Radya Zavni is taka weak. Then we have to take it one step further and figure out, okay, now that it's weak, but it still is a rov, so why shouldn't it work? Okay, so the second point we're not gonna be able to deal with today, but the first one we actually dealt with Thursday. Why exactly is Ruba L'Radya Zavni a weaker type of rov? Why? Zok d'Shmaitza, based on the Rabban and Kiddushin, because three words, it's a rov hatoloi b'minig, right? It's a rov that's dependent on the nature of, not the nature of people, on what people do. right? Something that's a function of human nature. So that's not dependent on Bechir Chavshis. That's a nature of the psychology of human being. So that a person doesn't change. But a rov that's not dependent on human nature, it's not a rov in Teva, but rather it's a rov that's totally b'minig b'nei Adam, it's totally in what people do. That can change. That's a function of choice. It's not a function of human nature, it's a function of choice. Sometimes people buy an animal l'rajas, sometimes they buy it l'shchita. It's not a function of human nature. It's that most people need the animal to plow. They didn't eat a lot of meat then, so most people didn't buy the animal in order to shech to be able to eat meat. That's not a rove in human nature. It's not a rove in the human condition. It's a rove that's a function of the choice of people. It's a rove that's totally b'minig. But that's the normal thing for people to do. Not that it's human nature to do that. So says the Ramban in his context in Kedushin, that rove is a weaker type of rove. So because it's a weaker type of rove, b'makom in iser veishes ish will be machmir, will be choshesh. We have a hava mina to be choshesh for a miut. Right, we're not going to get back to the context again, but the context that the Ramban is talking about, we're choshesh for a miyud, but makom and iser eishes ish. So says the Ramban, we pass him like the Rabban and the Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adif. We assume miyud to command the lesedam. The miyud doesn't exist at all. It's just a rove against the chazaka and rove bitzad a chazaka. So why should we be choshesh for a miyud? So says the Ramban, because that rove in that case in the Gemara Kedushin is a weaker type of rove. It's totally b'minig b'nei Adam. Ruba Mesabli, Vahada Makachi, Miuta Makachi, Vahada Mesabli, right? The case, do they send the Sivlonos first? Do they send the Kedushin first? It's totally b'minig b'nei Adam, what people do. It's not a function of human nature. It's a question of choice. So that rove is weaker, because the rove is weaker. B'makom and Isser Veshes Ish, we'd have a Hava Mina to be Choshesh for a Miut. So perhaps we can say the same thing over here. That Tosis is saying, what makes the rove of Ruba L'Rav Yizavni weaker? Because it's totally b'minig. It's not a function of human nature, but rather most people buy their animals for plowing, not for meat. So that's why it's a weaker type of rove. Because it's a weaker type of rove, Shmuel will say, we don't follow that rove by Dinei Mamonis. Okay, that was the answer of Tosfos. We still have to explain why we don't follow a weak rove by Dinei Mamonis. But that's the basic gist of Tosfos. Tosfos in Bava Kamma has a totally different answer to this question. This is in Bava Kamma, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Again, the original question is that on the one hand, Shmuel says that Ein Holchem Mamon Achar HaRov, and on the other hand, Avi Marin Sanhedrin and Av Gimel says that we follow Rov by Dayonim, by the Bezdin of Dinei Mamon. It's not just Dinei Nefashos, but even Dinei Mamon. So, what's the answer? It seems like a stira. V'yei Shlomo says, Tosis in Bava Kamma, Dehosim Gabi Dayonim Shaini, Dechoshev Miyot Didhu Kemisha Eina. The answer is, Sanhedrin is special. Tosis in Sanhedrin answered that Ruba L'Raja is different. It's weaker. Tosis in Bava Kamma says, no, the Rove of Dayonim is totally different. In that case, we're not talking about Rove. La'olam, we don't follow Rove by Dinei Mamonis. That's Shmuel's halacha. We don't follow Rove. Weak Rove, strong Rove, doesn't matter, according to Tosis in Bava Kamma. Even a strong Rove, we're not going to follow in Dinei Mamonis. Even a strong Rove. The rove of Dayanim is different. Because by Dayanim, it's not just a rove. The miut is command the less edomi. It's like the miut doesn't exist. You have three Dayanim. You have, let's say, six Dayanim. Right? And you have, it's a four against two. So the miut is command the less edomi. You're not really paskening like the four. You're really paskening like all six. It's as if all six are paskening one way. The miut is command the less edomi. It's like it doesn't exist. That's why we follow Rav. Because you're not really following Rav by Dayanim. That's really what Tosis in Bava Kamma is saying. Really, you wouldn't follow Rav by Dinei Mamonis. But by Dayanim, the Miut is Kemisha Eino. And if the Miut is Kemisha Eino, then we're not just following Rav. We're following all of the Dayanim. So that's why we can pask in the Shaila. Now, of course, we have to understand what that means. The Miut is Kemisha Eino. They disagree with the Rav. So what does that mean, Kemisha Eino? But let's hold for a moment. Velekala Memer says Taisus Hasam Uki Mamona Becheskas Mare. Don't say that we should follow Cheskas Mamon. There is someone who's holding on to the money, so let's follow Cheskas Mamon. Bezdin Mafkimine, because Bezdin are paskin a shayla. They want to be motzi from the muchzik. They want to be motzi from the one who's holding on to the money. So don't tell me Cheskas Mamon should somehow play a role. The fact that someone has a Cheskas Mamon, he owns the money. He has owned the money in the past, so maybe we should judge the Din Torah in his favor. No, Bezdin is motzi from him, so that's not a reason. That's not a reason to judge in the favor of the person who has the cheskas mum. No, that's a line, a second line that Tosis throws in that we have no idea what they're talking about. What's the purpose of this line of Tosis? You mentioned this concept of cheskas mum. If there is an idea of a muchzuk, someone is holding onto the money, you'd have some kind of a havamina that maybe uki mamona b'cheskas marei, we should give the money to the one who is a muchzuk, the one who has the cheskas mamon, who was in the possession of the money beforehand. So those says no, Bezdin is mafkimine. Bezdin is, if Bezdin's psak is against the one who has the cheskas mamon, his cheskas mamon is not going to change anything. What was bothering Tosis? What's the answer of Tosis? What's going on over here? And finally, Tosis says, "Avagabi shar mamon diikamiyot v'chazaka lo aznei basirubuk." By other mamon, not by a case of bezdin, but by stam a case of dinim mamon. It's like by bava basra, rubel l'rajas avni. So there's a miyot, there's a chazaka, there's a cheskas mamon, there is a miyot l'shchita, right? So there, we're not going to follow Rov. They were not going to follow Rov. By Dayanam, we do follow Rov because it's not really a Rov. It's really Kulo because the Miyot is Kamisha'eno. But Tosis throws in the middle that don't think we should judge in favor of the one who has the Cheskas Mamon because Bezdin is Mafkimine. What's going on in this Tosis? What does it mean, first of all, what does it mean Miyot is Kamisha'eno? What kind of a concept is that? Why by Dayanam do we say Miyot is Kamisha'eno? Secondly, what did Tosis mean when they introduced in the second line that someone who has a cheskas mamon, you think we judge in his favor? Kamashulano, Bezin is mafkimine. Bezin is mafkimine. What kind of a line is that? What does that mean? What's the third kasha that we have to address on this Tosis in Bava Kama? Tosis didn't really answer the question completely. The question is that we have certain cases where we follow Rov and other cases where we don't follow Rov. So our Gemara is one example where we follow Rov both by Dinei Nefashos and by Dinei Mamonos. Dayanan. Bezdin by Dinei Nefashos, Bezdin by Dinei Mamonos. Okay, so Tosis basically said that's not a kasha. Sai by Dinei Nefashos, Sai by Dinei Mamonos. That's Kulo. It's not Rubo because the Miyot is Kamisha'eno. But just one second. The Gemara, later in Sanhedrin, in Daf Samachtes, says that we follow Rubo the Lesser Kaman by Dinei Nefashos even outside the realm of Bezdin. It's not just the Dinei Bezdin. We follow Rov by Dinei Nefashos generally. How did his question answer that? Okay, by Dayanim we'll say the Miyot is Kamisha'eno. But if we're not talking Dayanim, we're talking Ruba Din Shito Bigur Diarcho, Rov Nashim Otes Yaldan. There's no Miyot Kamisha'eno. So why do we follow Rov there? Pilei Ploim on Taisus in Bava Kama. Difficult from beginning to end. Very, very difficult Taisus. So these three questions are all asked by the Kuntres HaSfekis, the brother of the Tzos HaChoshe. The Kuntres HaSfekis that I gave you, he quotes Tosis in Bava Kama, page 3 in the handout, and he's very troubled. Divrei Stumin, he says. He has three kashas. You can number the kashas. It's in page 3, column 2. The Divrei Stumin, Dr. Kuntres HaSfekis. Number one, the Masha'amru, the Gabi Dayanim, Choshev Miyut, Didu Kimisha'eno, Tzorich Tam, my time Ahai Miyuta, Gora Mishar Miyuta. Kasha number one, what's the difference between this Miyut, the Miyut of Dayanim, and any other Miyut? Why over here do we say Miyut Kimisha'eno? And every other Miyut, we said, no, there's a Rov and there's a Miyut. The Miyut is not Kimisha'eno. The only reason why we follow Rov is because it says Linen Basaruba. But here we're saying, no, it's not Azlina Basaruba, it's Azlina Basakula, the Miyut is Kamisha'ena. Why? Why is this Miyut of Dayanim different? Number one. Number two, Gama Shikasu, Velekla Mema Hasim, Muki Mamona Becheskas Marei, the Habez de Mavkimine. Dover Zelom Misbar Midi, he says. Well what's Tosis talking about? Well, what does that mean? Pasha de Kasha. Well, what is Tosis adding here? Visu, and number three, Zakta Kunjas HaSfekis. Mamma Shashir Kloli here. V'su nihida tirtzu the gabe dayanim roi the nezel basaruba mitam shamru. Okay, in Achanami, Tosis says that by dayanim the miyut is kamisha'eno, whatever that means. Right? He said whatever that means, but it's a teretz. If miyut is kamisha'eno, so then we understand by dayanim we're going to go basarub. Adayin lo tirtzu al hayde perik ben sora mora demash v'sham dafilu baruba the lesser kaman as lina bedina nefashis v'neilach bekal b'chomer ledina mamunas kmo shiaschilu kashiasam bazeh. But you didn't answer Ben Sora and Mora. You didn't answer the robes of Dinei Nefashos that are outside the realm of Bezdin. Why do we follow Rav there? There's no miut kamishain over there. So why should we follow Rav? If you're telling me basically we don't follow Rav by din nefashis, by din mamonis, and who are dinami by din nefashis, we really don't follow Rav. It's just in a case with miut kamishaino, then it's kulo, it's not rubo. But in Sanhedrin daf samaches, it's not miut kamishaino. Right? Rubo din shitov bibur diyarcha, Rav nashim utes yaldan. It's not miut kamishaino, because I'm not talking dayanim. So then why do we follow Rav? I thought you told me we don't follow Rav by din nefashis and by din mamonis. Three blistering kashas on this Tosfos. These aren't really kashas. It's basically just a lack of understanding. Right? I mean, we just don't understand what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos has some kind of an answer here, but the question is, what is going on? So the Kunshas HaSveikis quotes the Maram Chaviv in his Sefer Get Poshet. He offers a Poshet Pshat in Tosfos. He offers a Pshat in Tosfos. I found what I was looking for, what my soul was loving. Right? In the Sefer Get Poshet of the Maram Ibn Chaviv. What does he say? What does the Maram Chaviv say in the Get Poshet? He says like this, V'yero de hochi kamar, kevin she'omar ha-Torah acharev lahatas, miut ha-dayonim mevatlin daitan mifnei sfaras ha-rav. The posuk of acharev lahatas teaches me that the miut has to be mevatel its das to the rav. There's an obligation on the Dayanim to paskin like the Rav. It's not just a statement of the fact that we're going to paskin like the Rav, but the Dayanim have an obligation to paskin like the Rav. He says, Moshe l'kach, you know, there's a din of Zokein Mamre, that in the Bezdin HaGodol in Yerushalayim, if a Shaila comes before the Bezdin, and Rav and the Dayanim say we should paskin one way, and there's one Zokein who says, no, I think we should paskin a different way, that's Osir. He's taka put to death if he refuses to go with the rest of the Bezdin. He has to be mevatel his das to the Bezdin. And if not, he becomes a Zokin Mamre. So the Get Poshet says it's similar in every Din Torah in a sense. He's not going to become a Zokin Mamre. We're not going to put the miut to death if they disagree. But they have an obligation to be mevatel their das to the Rav. They have an obligation to paskin like the Rav. They don't have to paskin like the Rav initially. There's a Masor Matan. And then they take account of Dayanim. What do you hold? What do you hold? They go around the table. But ultimately, when it comes to the psak, if it's 3-2, so then the two have to be mevatel their das to the three. They can't just keep their das arguing with the three. They have to be mevatel das. Zok de get poshut. That's what it means that mir hadayon kemishayinu. Acharav lahatos teaches me not only that we follow Rov, but that the mi would have an obligation to be mevatel their das to the Rov. So the reality is we're really paskening like all of them, because ultimately if the miut does the right thing, then all of the dayanim are going to agree. They may not have agreed at the stage of maso umatan, but at the stage of psak din, they have to agree. They're going to agree. So that's why we're paskening like all of the dayanim. That's how the Get Poshet explains Tosis. That's the answer to kasha number one. What does it mean that the miut is kamisha? You know, when it comes to Bezdin, the miut has to be mevatlitz das after the maso umatan to the rov. So once the Mevatel Das, it's as if the Psak is coming out of Kulo. Shmuel.
How can you ever have a
machlokas
like Rav Meir Chaim?
That's not a machlokas in Bezdin. That's the machlokas. That was machlokas in the Beis Medrash. Machlokas in the Beis Medrash, so they're allowed to disagree, and different poskim can pass in different ways. We have machlokas in Bizman Hazeh too. Right? So different poskim are allowed to disagree. But if it's something that is decided in a Bezdin, if the Bezdin HaGadol is involved, if that's the kind of psak halacha that we're looking for, it's a halacha that the Bezdin HaGadol has to get involved in, so then the Zakei Mamre is not allowed to be a Zakei Mamre. He can't rebel, he can't disagree. He has to be mevatel his das. That's what the Get Poshet suggests, to answer kasha number one. Reb Chaim in the stencils in Bava Kamma says something similar, but he phrases it a little bit differently. What does Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim says the answer, the pshat in Tosfos, is that they really are tzvei din. Pasuk of Acharav Lahatos really teaches me two things. What does it teach me? First of all, it teaches me that we assume the emes is with the rov. Right? The rov is always mevarer what the suffix is. Right? It's mevarer what the truth is. What the emes is? It's mevarer the suffix. It's machriya the suffix. That's one din of rov. But there's another din of Rov. And that's what we call Rubo Kakulo. that when you have rov, we treat it like this kulo. L'moshel, a shochet has to shech the behemah. So he has to cut the simanim. Does he have to cut all of the simanim? The windpipe and the food pipe? He has to cut both of them? No, it's enough to cut rov simanim. Why is rov enough? But you have to cut the simanim. The answer is rubo kekulo. If you cut rov of the simanim, that's treated as if you're cutting kulo. Rubo kekulo. Let's say there's some issa that becomes nivla, that becomes absorbed into heter. So rubo kekulo tells me that we treat it as if there's no... You can eat it because rov is heter, so we treat it as if the whole thing is heter. Whole thing is that there? I'm not talking about a case where there's an sinas tam with taste has been transferred to the other, to the heter. That's a different, that's called nosin tam, that's tam ki iker. That's a little bit different. Then you might eat shishim, you might eat 60 times in the heter connected to the isim. But let's say there is no nesinas tam. Right? There's just there's a tarovis. Let's say there's a tarovis of different pieces of meat. That's easier, right? So you have two pieces of meat that are heter, one piece of meat that's iser. Can you eat the meat? So certainly the first piece of meat you can eat. Why? But there's a suffix. I don't know what's... because I can follow a row. But so what? So what did I follow a row? What does that mean? No, Rubo Kakulo tells me that we don't have to be choshesh, even though Sveik of the Reis Lachover, there is a suffix. No, I can follow a row. I assume that they're all heter. In fact, there are some Rishonim who hold that you can eat all of them. It's a Shailin Rishonim. But this is an example of Rubo Kakul. That's another halach of Rov. One halach of Rov is that Rov is Mevara, Safek, it determines what the emes is. But the second halach of Rov is that Rubo Kakul. Zabdur Chaim, when it comes to Bezdin, we need both halachas. The Din of Acharat Mahatos teaches me two halachas, because I need both of them by Dayanim. Why? Well, first of all, we have to assume that the Dayanim are teaching us what the truth is. The Rov of Dayanim is going to determine what the truth in the case is. If we don't think that it's emes, so then how can we pass in that way? So first of all, the Rov Dayanim determined that that's the emes in this case. But that's not enough. It's not enough because the Psak Din has to be Yotze from the Bezdin. The Bezdin is composed of all elements. Right? The Bezdin has to be a minimum of three Dayanim. It can be more than that, but it's a minimum of three. So the Psak Din has to be Yotze from the three Dayanim. If it's now 2-1... So even if the two determine what the emes is, but if I don't attribute the psak din to all three dayanim, then my psak din is not being yotzi from the bezdin, it's being yotzi from two out of three. That's not enough. That's being yotzi from all three. So Dr. Chaim, Rov tells me, Rubo Kakulo. For Rabban Lahatos, we follow the Rov, and when we follow the Rov, not that the niyut has to be mevatel das, not that they have to consciously be mevatel das, al pi din, they're batel. Not that they consciously have to be mevatel das. It's like a zokei mamre type of halacha. Pseudo zokei mamre type of halacha. No, al pidin, rubo kakulo. If it's 2-1, we treat it al pidin as if the psak is yotzi from the whole bezdin. Al pidin, the miud is kemisheino, Reb Chaim says. That's mamish deverta from Taisvis. Those are the words of Taisvis. The miud is kemisha'ino, because al pidin, rubo kakulo, we treat it as though kol ha'bezdin is paskening together. So it's similar to the get pashut, just with a nuance of difference. According to the get pashut, the miud has an achrayis to be mevatel das. Reb Chaim says it's not an issue of an achrayis. The miud al pidin is kemisha'ino, because the din of rov tells me that rubo kakulo. If the psak emerges from the rov, it's as if it emerges from the kulo, it emerges from the entire bezdin. Okay, these are the two different ways, basically they're saying something similar, but the two different ways that we can explain this line of process, the Gemiyot is Kemisha'eno, and that's why Legabe Dayonim, we can follow Rov, because Bezdin will follow the Kula. We're really passing like the whole Bezdin, we're not just passing like the Rov. Yes?
But how is it MS then? One that says the opposite, no. You say all three say this.
Because first, because the Rov, no, but the Rov, the term, look, it can be a disagreement, and people can be wrong. So the Rov determines what the MS is. I'm sorry?
I think I want to say kulo, that changes what the other guy said, you know, towards the degree of MS.
I don't think so, because, again, Reb Chaim is assuming that the last person doesn't have to change his das, but willy-nilly, whether he changes his das or not, the psak is emerging from him too, because he's part of the bezdin. So he might disagree what the MS is, but we already know what the MS is. We can follow the road, we know what the MS is. But the psak din is yotze from the entire bezdin. Because the din of Rubo Kakulo tells me that if Rov says one thing, it's as if Kula was saying it. Okay, that's the basic understanding of Tosfos. Chaim?
So, if let's say we're talking about a base din of 4 or 6, according to Rabbi Yoshua. So okay. Does this question of Rukuku even come under question? Because if you have Rove by 4 or 6, you don't need anybody to be Mavatal Das, because you have a Rove of 3 already.
Right, but if you started with a bezin of 4, a bezin of 6, and now you have psaked in as bielzi from the bezin, because if not, what are you doing? You're breaking down the bezin.
Right, but even if there is a meter, you can have a rub of 3 and a meter of 1. You don't need rub of kakula.
You don't need rub of kakula, but once b'shas kreva, once the beginning, once the yeshiva's bezin was with a larger bezin, so can you paskin with less? You're still not paskin. The psaked in is not emerging from the bezin then. Could be you still need the din of Ruba Kakula to make sure that the Psaka is emerging from the Bezdin. Okay, so this is the simple understanding of Tosis in Bava Kama. But the question is, how do we answer the other two questions that the Kuntres HaSvegas raised? First of all, what's the Hemshech of Tosis? Tosis mentions Cheskas Mom. Why is he mentioning anything about Cheskas Mom? And how do we answer the Kasha from later in Sanhedrin? The Gemara later in Sanhedrin says we follow Rove by Din and Nefashis, even though that's not talking about Bezdin. Last two kashas of the Kuntres HaSvegas. So regarding that last kasha, you know what? Let's go back to the second question. Okay, what does the Get Poshut say about the second question? He says what Tosis is saying is this: that you would think that even though the Miut has an obligation to be Mavatal, it's Das. Maybe the one who has the Cheskes Mamon can say, Kimli Kehamiut. I think the Miut is right. So why should I have to give up my money? Kimli Kehamiut. We have an idea that sometimes people can say, Kimli, I think they're right. You want to go with the Rove, but maybe we should say, Kimli Kehamiut. That's what Tosis is saying. Look, the guy has a Cheskes Mamon. It's not just Dayanim. If it were only the Dayanim, then you would say that the Miut has to be Mavatal Das to the Rove, and that's it. It's not just Dayanim. There are protagonists. There are Balei Din here. So why can't a Balei Din say, you want a Paskin like the Rove? But who says? We don't follow Rove by Mamon. The only reason why you want a Paskin is because you want the Miut to be Mavatal Das to the Rove. Why? Kimli Kamiut. I think the Miut is right. I think this one Dayan is right. Why should you take away my money? I think the one Dayan is right. So says Tosis, no, but he can't say that. He can't say Kimli. Because since the Miut is commander lessed, I mean, he's not allowed to say Kimli. That's the whole point. Now you think, but the guy has Cheskes Mamon, and why do we just ignore his Cheskes Mamon? What does that mean, why should we ignore that he's Cheskes Mamon? He can say, why should we pass him like the robe? But Kimli ka Miut. Why do you ignore me? Why do you ignore the Miut? I want to pass him like that Miut. So no, the answer is, since the Miut is Kamishaino, it's like he doesn't exist. If he doesn't exist, you can't say Kimli. You can't say I want a Paskin like the Miut. The Miut doesn't exist over here anymore. Because he was Mevatel his Das to the Rove. So the Miut doesn't exist. So the fact that you have a Cheskes Mamon, you don't have a right to determine how we're going to Paskin. That's how the Get Poshut understands that next line of places. But the problem is, how is he going to answer the third point? Dina Nefashis. The Gemara in Ben Sarah Mara says that we follow Rove by Dina Nefashis. Outside the context of Bezdin. I'm sorry? Is there a Kasha Ali? You have a question?
How does he read that in the first place?
V'lekele meimah ha'asim fukim amon ha'becheskas marei. Don't tell me let's establish the mamon based on the one who has the cheskas mamon, the one who's the mosuk in the money. Why should we establish it based on him? So he reads into Tosfos because the guy can say Kimli Kamiut. Why should I follow Rove? The guy can say Kimli Kamiut. So to that Tosfos says the Habezdin Mafkiminei. What does that mean? The Habezdin Mafkiminei. What do the words mean? Bezdin is motzi from.
They take the Miut from him by being a Rove. They take him.
That's what it sounds like, right?
Is Bezdin the Mosuk now?
No. Bezdin is not the Mosuk, but they're Mafkimine, meaning they're taking away the Taina from this guy. They're taking away the strength of his Cheskes Mamon. With the Cheskes Mamon would come the Taina of Kimli, so they take all that away because the Miut is Kamishaina. It's quite a creative reading of Tosis. Yeah, you're right. It's difficult. But not only is that difficult, the next Kasha is even more difficult. What's the Get Pasha going to do with the Gemara later on in Sanhedrin? Doesn't the Gemara there say that we follow Rove even outside the context of Bezdin? So if you read a little bit beyond the bracket, the Kunshas HaSfeikas quotes him to get Pashut, that he wants to answer the Kasha later on, but he doesn't finish the job. He says, what do you want to tell me? That Rubadin, she told Bibur, the Yachav, we're going based on Rov. So why would we not go based on Rov? Generally, why would we not go based on Rov? We follow a Miyat. Because one of the Balei Din would say, well, we should follow the Miyat. Based on what I just told you, the whole reason why normally we'd follow a Miyat, we wouldn't follow Rov, is because the Balei Din can say, there's a Rov, there's a Miyat, Kimli Ka Miyat. Why do you have a right to go bust a Rov? I say Kimli Ka Miyat. So it says the Get Pashut, but by Ruba Dein she told Bibur the Acha, you can't say Kimli Kamiyat. What's the Kimli Kamiyat? Maybe these guys were told Bibur the Acha? Excuse me, maybe these two guys were not told Bibur the Acha? One says that Ruven murdered Shimon on the second day of the month. The other one said he killed him on the third day of the month. So we say we can kill Ruven based on the testimony. Why? Because the testimony is not mukhash, it's not contradicting itself. Because maybe they just made a mistake. They didn't realize when Rosh Chodesh came, and it's really the same day. So what's the Nidon going to say? He says, no, I think we should follow the Miut. Right? Maybe they taka were not Toeh, Bibur the Archa. They weren't Toeh. One taka says, the second day, they know exact. They disagree over here. They weren't Toeh, Bibur the Archa, but they're disagreeing about the date. One says it was on the second, and one says it's on the third. Maybe there's a real hakasha. Why do you assume there's no hakasha? Because you follow the role that the Tobi brought the Acha, and you claim they're really basically agreeing. No, I say Kimli Kamiut. So the reason why we follow Rove, says the Get Pashut in that case, is because he can't say Kimli Kamiut. The Edom are right in front of us. And they claim that they are testifying that they saw Reuven kill Shimon at the same time. It's not that one is saying, I saw Reuven kill Shimon on such and such a day, the other one says such a day, and they weren't. They say that we were together, we saw him together. He killed, they got mixed up in terms of the date, but they're testifying about the same mice. So you can't tell Kimli Kamir, I think that there's a hakasha, because they're testifying about different days. They're not testifying about different days. The Eidim are in front of you. You can't say that they weren't Toa Bibur Diacha. Vidafka Kamisi, they're being made Dafka one on day two and one on day three of the month. And they're makhash each other. No, Mishim Darei Ha'edim Ha'omdim Lefaneinu Shema'edim Alav Omrim Debiom Echa Kamisi. They say, we are testifying about one day. The mice occurred on one day. It's the same day. Which day? Oh, one says two and the other says three. That's not a hakasha. Because the Eidim themselves are saying we testify that on one day Reuven killed Shimon. So how can the Baal Din, how can the Nidon say that Kimli Kamiut? That's why we're going to follow Rov, says the Get Pashut. Meaning, basically, what the Get Pashut is saying is the key is whether the Miut can say, whether the Nidon can say Kimli Kamiut or not. By Dayanim, he can't say Kimli Kamiut because you're Ruba Kakula. By Ruba Dinji Tov, Bibur Diach, he can't say Kimli Kamiut because the Edom are saying that we are testifying about the same day. So that's why in each one of those cases we're going to follow Rov. But if the Nidon could say Kimli Kamiut, then we wouldn't follow Rov. That's basically what the Get Pashut seems to be saying. But how does that explain Ben Sarah Mar? Rov Nashim Latesi Alden? What's going on over there? We follow Rov. We can kill him up until 3 months. Because Rov Nashim Latesi Alden. So Rov Nashim, if he makes a woman pregnant, she's not going to be hukar uber until 3 months. So he would say, no. Kimli Kamiut, that maybe the woman, maybe what? The woman that I would impregnate? He didn't do anything. Right, it's just what the potential, what the possibilities are. Why would he? The whole idea of Kimli Kamiut in such a context makes no sense. Right, we're following Rove. Since Rove Noshim Latesi Aldan, we say that he's still a ben. He's not Roy Yosav until 3 months, because in most circumstances it won't be Hukar Rove until 3 months. Why do we follow Rove? Right, he can say what? He can say, don't follow the rove that it's not going to be hukarub until 3 months. Why should we follow the miut? There are some women that it's going to be hukarub beforehand. So why should we follow rove? Let's follow the miut. Why do we follow rove? According to the Get Pasha, that's the final sticking point. Well, why do we follow rove? Why do we follow rove to say he's still a ben so we can kill him? Right? If he eats the basar and then drinks the wine in the last two-thirds of the second month, why should we kill him? Why shouldn't we follow the miut? You can't say that the tain of kimli kamiut doesn't apply. Over there, taka does apply. He can say, rove nashim ar l'tes yalda, but miut are not, so treat me like an av, I'm royally os av, after 2 1/3 months. So why do we follow rove over there? According to the Get Pashut's understanding of Tosis in Bava Kamma, this is a sticking point that we're not answering very well. We're not really answering the Tosis itself. The Lashon of Tosis is a little difficult, as Eli Rosenberg pointed out. But even the roves later on in Sanhedrin don't seem to work out very well according to the Get Pashut. Yes?
Is it possible to say that the only reason you could say Kibli Kamiut is because you think the Kibli Kamiut is correct? But here it's a natural phenomenon. You can't say that overall most women give birth in 7 months. Because most women give birth in 9 months. So the miut is not correct.
So he can't say Kimli because it's a function of Teva, you're saying. If the Teva is not like him, so he can't say Kimli. Uh-huh. I hear. That's a possibility. Maybe that's what the Get Pashut holds. Maybe. There's a simple upshot in Tosis in Bava Kamma. Right, taking the sort of requirement to get Poshet is the pshat in Tosfos. You just have to understand the Hemshech of Tosfos. The yisod is that the miut of Dayanim is kemisheino. That stands. The miut Dayanim is kemisheino. Bezdin is different. We're not just passing based on the rov. We're passing based on kulo. That's 100%. What is the Hemshech of Tosfos? The Get Poshet would have us believe that the Hemshech of Tosfos is that somehow we listen to the nido and he'd be able to say kimli kamiut. So we're responding to that and saying, no, we don't say Kimli Kamiut, and then we have to figure out whether the other roves in Sanhedrin, where we follow rove by Dina Nefashos, does that work out with Kimli Kamiut or not? What's a simple upshot? What's more along the lines of Tosis's words? Right? What exactly is Tosis saying? So perhaps the simple upshot in Tosis is this. What Tosis is saying is, look, there's a Cheskas Mammon over here. You want to follow rove. You want to follow rove. But the guy is a cheskas mammon. So if the guy is a cheskas mammon, so then what gives you the right to follow a rov? Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. So comes Tosis and says, you can't follow cheskas mammon over here. Cheskas mammon is not going to win out because the miut is kemisha'ena. The miut is kemisha'ena. So since the miut is kemisha'ena, we're going to pass in like kol adayon, kol abezdin. And if he passed in like Kol HaBezdin, Bezdin Mafkiminei, the Cheskas Mammon is not going to win out. The Kasha of Tosis was that somehow we thought that the Cheskas Mammon should win out against the Rov. Kamashul and the Tosis, no, Bezdin Mafkiminei. It's Kulo, Kol HaBezdin Mafkiminei. It's not just the Rov, it's Kulo. So because it's Kulo, the Cheskas Mammon is not going to win. But by other Dinei Mammon, it continues Tosfis, Taka the Cheskas Mammon does win out. By other mamanis, there's a miyot v'chazaka. We don't throw the miyot out. We're mitzarev the miyot to the chazaka, and it beats out the rov. Tosis is saying, in this context of rov by dayanim and dinei mamanis, there, since Ruba Kukulo tells me, Reb Chaim's lashon, right? Since Ruba Kukulo tells me that kol abezdin is passing together. Right, the other signal is since the miut is mevatel is das to the rov kol abezdin is paskening, so then cheskas mammon does not win out. But by other roves, if we really only have a rov, we don't have kulo. We really only have a rov, we don't have kulo. Then by dinei mammonis, the rov will not beat the cheskas mammon. That's what Tosis in Bava Kamma is saying. That generally we don't follow rov by dinei mammonis. The cheskas mammon beats out the rov. The Cheskas Mammon is other from the Rov. Cheskas Mammon is other from Rov. But by Bezdin, it's not just Rov, it's Kulo. If it's Kulo, Kulo is greater than Cheskas Mammon. If it's only Rov, the Cheskes Mammon is going to beat out the Rov. But if it's Kulo, then Kulo is going to beat out the Cheskes Mammon. And that's the difference between Bezdin as opposed to other Rovs by Dinei Mammonis. By other Rovs in Dinei Mammonis, you don't have Kulo. There's only Rov. There's only majority. If it's only Rov, then Cheskes Mammon is going to win out. But by Dayanim, it's not just the Rov, it's Kulo. Because Al Pidin Rubo Kakulo, or not Al Pidin, but the Miut has to be Mavatlas Das to the Rov. So you have Kulo here. If you have Kulo, the Kulo is going to beat out the Cheskes Mammon. Yes? I'm not finished. I still have to explain this, but yeah?
In terms of when I was thinking, I never got to the Havamim to think that maybe Cheskes Mammon should be out in terms of the basic notes, because I thought of a difference in Din Dayanim that maybe just, in the case of that we had in Sanhedrin, it was just a case where we were talking about role in terms of Dayanim, the Mispar Dayanim itself. But in terms of every other case, it seemed like it was dealing with Matzias.
But what's Tosfos in Bava Kamma Eri? He's saying, why would I think Ukimon Vacheskas Mare by Bezdin, and then somehow we don't do it by Bezdin, but by other Mammonis we do? You see that Cheskas Mammon is important by Dinei Mammonis. And it will beat out a Rov. But by Bezdin it doesn't beat out anything, because it's not just a Rov, it's really Kulo. What does that mean? What does that mean that Cheskas Mammon is going to beat out a Rov?
But isn't it focusing more on the Dayanim itself, and not necessarily like, let's say, in terms of the shore, like what people, whatever, if it's Ruba Lerasa or Issa, come on, whatever it is, it seems like...
Exactly. By Ruba Lerajia, Tosfos and Bava Kamma is going to say that the Cheskas Mammon beats out the Rov. Right? The Mocher has the Cheskas Mammon. Right? The Mocher says that I sold it L'Shchita. Right? So he has the Cheskas Mammon. So now when it turns out that it's a Nagchan, he's going to say, I don't want to give up any money. Right, so we're gonna follow Cheskas Mammon against the Rov. The question is why? Look, if you have Kulo, I understand Kulo beats out of Cheskas Mammon. But if all you have is Rov, Cheskas Mammon wins. Rubav Chazaka Adifa. What does that mean? I thought we had a Gemara in Kiddushin that says Rubav Chazaka Ruba Adif. Why does the Cheskas Mammon beat out of Rov? What's the answer? Why does the Cheskas Mammon beat out a Rov? Because the Cheskas Mammon is not just a Chazaka de Mei Yikara. Cheskas Mammon is not just status quo. Cheskas Mammon means Muchzuk. Muchzuk, a person who's holding on to money. A person who's holding on to money has very strong powers. What do you need in order to be Motzi from a Muchzuk? Hamotzi Mechavero? Olav Haraya. You need a Raya Alimta. Rov is not a Raya Alimta. You need Shnei Edim. You need a strong raya. That's the reason why Cheskas Mammon beats out a Rov. What's mechaver of a raya? Cheskas Mammon is not just Chazaka de Meikara. Don't tell me Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adif. That's why Chazaka de Meikara Cheskas Tara. The status quo of the object. It was Tahar before. Now we want to figure out. No, Muchzik is a very powerful concept. Cheskas Mammon means someone who's holding on to money. You need a raya to be Motzi Mimenu. So that's why if all you have here is Rov, it's not going to win against the Cheskas Mammon. Because Cheskas Mammon is Muchzuk. And you need a Raya to be Motzi from a Muchzuk. A Motzi Mechavero, all of a Raya. But by Dayanim, you have Kulo. Yeah, Kulo is not just a Rov. I mean, Kulo is probably the biggest Raya in the world, right? If all the Dayanim agree, that's like Shnei Edim. Kulo can be Motzi from a Muchzuk. That's what Tosfos in Bava Kamma is saying. Tosfos is saying the reason why we follow Rov by Dayanim is because it's Kulo. Don't tell me there's a Cheskas Mammon. I know that normally by Cheskas Mammon you can't be Motzi without a Raya. No, Bezdin Mavkin Yimei. Bezdin can be Motzi from the Cheskas Mammon. They can be Motzi Mammon from the guy from the Muchzuk because Kulo is passing against him. So Kulo is passing against him. Avada, they can be Motzi from him. But by regular Dinei Mammonis, if all you have is a Rov, Rov is not going to be enough to be Motzi from a Muchzuk. Right? Muchzuk is too strong. Even though normally we're not Mitzarev the Miyot to the Chazaka, that's by Chazaka the Meikara. But by Muchzuk, yeah, we are Mitzarev the Miyot to the Chazaka. What does that mean, Mitzarev the Miyot to the Chazaka? We basically say that the Raya of a Rov is not a strong enough Raya to be Motzi from the Muchzuk. So that's why normally we're not going to follow Rov by Dinei Mammonis. By Bezdin, you have Kulo. Kulo can be Motzi from the Cheskas Mammon, can be Motzi from the Mokhzeh. But Rubo is not a strong enough raya to be Motzi from the Mokhzeh. That would answer the second kasha, right? First kasha is, what does it mean, Bezdin is kemishaino? They have to be mevat, the meat has to be mevat al das, or al pidin rubo kakulo, al pidin, it's all coming from kulo. That's the answer to kasha number one. Kasha number two, what's the hemshech of Tosfos that, what, you think we go basa cheskas mamon? The answer is, yeah, cheskas mamon beats out everything normally. Because normally you need a raya alinta, you need a very strong raya. Normally you need shnei eidim to be motzi from a muchzik. The answer is, the psak of Bezdin, since it's kulo, it's not just a rove. If it's kulo, then that can be motzi from a muchzik. But regular mamon, this is not kulo, it's only rubo, that's not going to be able to be motzi from a muchzik. What's the answer to the third kasha? Gemara later on in Sanhedrin and Daf Samach Tes, Gemara says that we follow Rov by Din and Nefashis, by Ben Sarah Mora, Rov Nashim Lates Yaldan, by Rubin Enchi Tov, Vibur Diacha. Why should we follow Rov by Din and Nefashis? According to everything we said. When do we follow Rov and when do we not follow Rov? According to this Yisov. It's a function of whether the guy is a Moses, right? Someone who's a Muzzah, we're not going to follow Rav. Right? The reason why we follow Rav by Bezdin is because Kulo can override Muzzahkas, it can override Cheskas Mamon. But basically, someone who's a Muzzah in something, we can't follow Rav against him. That's why by Din and Mamonis, you can't follow Rav against the Muzzah. What's by Din and Nefashis? Again, if he's not a Muzzah, we can follow Rav. So what's the question we have to address? Is he a muhsak on his life? Is a person a muhsak on his own goof? He might be a muhsak on his money, but is he a muhsak on his goof? It sounds strange. If he's a muhsak on his money, why shouldn't he be a muhsak on his goof? Not necessarily. Is he a muhsak on his nefesh? Is he in control of his nefesh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of his nefesh. Very interesting. There's a fascinating comment that the Radvaz has in Hilchos Sanhedrin that some have quoted. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yudches, Halacha Vav, he says, "Gzeras Hakosav Yishein Memisin Bezdin Velo Malkenes Ha'odam Behodos Piv Ela Al Pishnei Eidim." The Halacha is a Gzeras Hakosav that we can't give a person Malkus, we can't give him Misa based on his own admission. Why not? So the Radvaz writes, it's not clear what the reason is. He says, Ve'efshah, he says. Efshah losa is k'tzas tam. This is in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yudches, Halacha Vav. Efshah losa is k'tzas tam, lefi she'ein nafsho shel adam kinyonov. Person's nefesh is not his kinyon. Ela kinyon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenema ha'nefashos liheina, the Pasuk in Yechezkel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ha'nefashos liheina, all the nefashos are mine. Zog the Radvaz, Hilchach lo toil ho da'osu b'dava she'ein ha'shalom. You can't be more than something that's not yours. How does but the command and dummy doesn't work for your own nefesh? To give yourself malchus? To be machayev your misa? It's not yours. The nefesh isn't yours. You're not muchzik in your nefesh. Some want to say that the Mishnah in Bava Kamma on Daf Tzadi Beis writes, let's say someone tells of his friend, Samei es eini, poke out my eye, katei es yodi, cut off my arm, and you'll be potter. The Mishnah says you're still chayiv. Why should you be chayiv? It could be the person is not a bailam on his own. He's not a bailam to say that you should be potter. He can't be mochel. He can't be mochel the maisa avera that the other individual did. He's not a bailam on his arm. You can't say, cut off my arm, poke out my arm. You're not nemon to be moded that you're chayiv miso, chayiv malchus, because you're not a bailam over your nefesh. Maybe that's the whole chiluk over here. Tosfos is saying, when it comes to momen, since there is a muchzak, so rov is not going to be mozi from the muchzak. Hamozi mechavero olav haraya. You need a raya to be mozi from the muchzak. You need kulo to be mozi from the muchzak. But by dinei nefashis, you're not a muhzak on your goof anyway. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the bailam of your goof. So then we can follow Rov. What, the muhzak, the individual is going to say, no, it's not fair. I'm a muhzak on my goof. I don't want to follow Rov. I don't want to allow you to follow Rov. He's not a muhzak on his goof. So he's not a muhzak on his goof. He doesn't play a role. It's strange. You'd think A person should be more muchzak on their guf than on their money. The money is extraneous to them, is external to them. That's how the Torah judges. The Torah says a person is not muchzak on themselves, they're muchzak on what they acquire. What they acquire. A person is born, he was born against his will. Etc., right? A person is born against his will, so you didn't acquire it. You're not a muchzak on... It's counterintuitive, but that's what the Radvaz is saying. That a person is not neman to be moda that he's chayiv malchus, he's chayiv misa, because he's not a muchzik in his body, he's not a bailim over his body. So maybe that's taka the reason why rov does work. Rov does work by dinin nefashos, because the person is not a muchzik. If he's not a muchzik, then rov taka can work to be mechayiv him. But by dinin mamonis, rov is not going to work to be mechayev the mosek, to be motzi from the mosek, because rov never works against the mosek. You always need a raya limta to be motzi from a mosek. It's only if you have a bezdin where that's not just rov, but it's rubo kakulo, it's kola bezdin paskening, then the bezdin is going to be able to be motzi from a mosek. Yes,
you have a thing? Can't you make a case also like dinin mamonis, that a person's not mosek on their own money either, Hashem's mosek on his money?
It's not true. Hashem recognizes that a person is mosek on his money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to take away the money. I mean, to some extent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything, right? But the Torah recognizes that a person taka is motzik on his money, and that's why you taka need a rai. Why do you need two eitim to be motzik from the motzik? Why shouldn't real be enough? This is the time of the crow. Right? The time of the crow is that a person taka is motzik on his money. He is considered a bailim, and therefore we're not going to take it away flippantly. We're not going to take it away from him without a good rai. So rov is not a good enough rai, but by dinin nefashos, you're not a motzik on yourself. If you're not a motzik on yourself, so then we understand why rov will be able to take the nefesh away. He's not going to be neman to be moda because he's not a mosek on himself. But that's why rov is going to be able to be mechayev the person when it comes to dinei nefashos. Okay, we'll stop here.